time to answer another common question that comes into the clinic at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Sean Riley joins us. This one has to do with the SI joint. Dr. Riley, what is it and what are some treatment options if there's a problem?
Sure. Yeah, this question was it was sent to me 2 days ago, I believe, and sacroiliac, that's a big fancy word. SI joint, you might have heard of sacroiliacitis, SI joint dysfunction. So what the SI joint is exactly, it's a joint made up between your pelvis and your sacrum. So if you were to kind of feel around on your backside a little bit, you have your tailbone, your sacrum, okay, and then next to that is the SI joint and then made up of your pelvis. Okay, so if you can kind of visualize or poke around on yourself back there, you're obviously going to have two SI joints, one on either side of your sacrum. Your sacrum kind of travels down at maybe, I don't know, a 50-degree angle or so, 35-degree angle or so, down towards the ground. So that it's made up of obviously two bones, but it's widely been a kind of a misunderstood joint. For the longest time, a lot of researchers thought it was supposed to be very immobile and very stable. Well, research has shown us that actually it needs to have a fair amount of mobility within the joint to perform optimally. It's also stabilized by a lot of strong ligaments. There's a bunch of ligaments right around that joint that provides a fair amount of stability. And then secondary to that, there's a lot of muscle groups. Your piriformis, which is a muscle sits deep in your butt, your glutes, your big glute muscles, part of your hamstring and some other muscle structures are there to stabilize that joint. So the anatomy, it's made up of two bones, your tailbone and your part of your pelvis. Okay, there's one on each side. It's stabilized by ligaments and some muscles back in there. And the purpose of the joint itself, Scott, it's essentially there to relieve stress or to be more of a shock absorption type structure. So if you can imagine like stress, you know, with walking, running, different types of things that we're doing throughout the day, we hopefully want to relieve stress off of our low back and transfer it throughout that SI joint and down into our extremities, okay? What happens is when that joint gets really stuck and tight, that load isn't transferred out properly, and you might just start to develop some discomfort and so forth. You might have some pain kind of back on your backside and into your legs. What happens with dysfunction or problems within the joint itself, it's either one of two things. It's hypermobile, meaning there's way too much motion in that joint, or it's hypomobile, meaning there's not enough motion. So one of two things, it's moving too much, or if it's not moving enough, okay? So a lot of times patients will be referred to me with some type of SI joint dysfunction or syndrome or sacroiliacitis. Presenting symptoms, typically, you're kind of going to feel pain on your backside, down on the backside of your hip. Not so much laterally to the hip or to the outside where your ball and socket joint is. This is going to be more towards like your backside, just to the side of your tailbone or your sacrum. You might notice irritation with sitting. You know, that compressive load of sitting can affect you. Any type of running or activity, you might start to notice some localized pain in that area. And then in some cases, you can have so much inflammation or irritation where you develop pain deep into your butt muscle or potentially down into your leg. So forms of treatment, first line of defense, obviously, is, you know, some type, if it's an inflammatory response, if it's just inflamed, ice, ibuprofen, those types of things. In some cases, some pain management physicians I work with here in town will put a little bit of a steroid injection into the joint to reduce some of the swelling. A more conservative approach, or maybe a longer term treatment option, would be some type of rehab. So let's say that in the first case, it's hypermobile. There's too much mobility around the joint. We want to work on stabilizing muscles and structures to lessen the motion, obviously, to decrease the motion. So a lot of hip stability exercises, glute medius and glute max, that's your big glute muscle, your butt muscle in the back. A lot of rectus femoris, the big muscle in your thigh and so forth, to start to stabilize that. If it's hypomobile, meaning it's not moving enough, manipulation is a great treatment option. And we've spoken of manipulation in the past. A lot of manual therapists, osteopaths, chiropractors, physical therapists even, will go in and mobilize or adjust that joint to increase motion. And the hope of that is to reduce the irritation on the joint to provide more mobility. Typically, SI joint problems can be managed, though, with some simple exercises, a lot of stretching, okay, mostly in your hip flexor, and a lot of stability on the backside as well.
Tulsa Spine and Rehab has a range of treatment options available to address your aches and pains. Give them a call to see how they can help you. 918-743-3737.